You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're talking Comedy Fest again this morning, and we have got the wonderful Becky Lucas in the studio all the way over from Australia. Hey, Becky, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
It's so nice to have you in here.
Thank you.
False start to the whole bloody festival yesterday, thanks to the weather, but I think we all need a laugh, and I'm glad you're here to help us out with that.
Thank you. The rain is... You know, I always have a problem with umbrellas. Like, I feel like every time I buy an umbrella, I'm buying a gift for someone else.
Yes.
Because you can't really ever hold on to an umbrella. It's sort of a transient object.
Yeah.
I've never owned one for longer than... Like, I've bought, I reckon, 200 umbrellas. Don't own one currently.
I used to, when I worked in a cafe, that was like, there was a bucket that all the umbrellas went into, and literally after a rainy day, everyone would walk home with a brand new umbrella.
Yeah.
Like, all the staff would walk home with a brand new umbrella because people would just, like, forget it.
Totally. It's communism. Umbrellas are communism, in a way. It's just, it's for anyone. It's like, whoever needs it.
Yeah, totally. We've really put on a beautiful show for you, weather-wise, and Tamaki Makaurau, and you are reciprocating with some fantastic comedy. So I'm excited to talk about So Funny, which is the name of your
show. That is the name of my show. Don't read into it. I'm not boasting. I don't. It's like you have to name your show and no one cares. You know, like you don't, like people just kind of go up to the box office and go, two tickets for that chick. You know, like
that one. Yeah,
it's like no one really cares about the title. So when I was asked to name it, I was like, I don't know, So Funny. And you can use it however you want. If you don't find it funny, you can go, so funny.
It's great.
Yeah.
I like a nice, vague, broad house. Yeah.
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 And I'm presuming you are going to be telling some jokes.
There will be jokes. Yeah. It'll just be that, really.
I feel this is always an awful thing to ask comedians, but for people who haven't maybe been familiar with your work, Becky, they might have seen you on the TV. They might have seen you on Guy Montgomery's Guymont Spelling Bee, which...
Yes. That was a shocking display. I don't want to talk about it.
Fantastic content, though. I mean, that whole thing got me through lockdown. Now it's got us through the actual, our normal lives being on the television now. But, you know, how would you describe your comedy, Becky? Sorry.
You hate doing it, but you're going to anyway.
Yeah, I am.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just sort of things I reckon.
Great.
Stuff that I think and observational. There's a few. I do have a quite a personal story in there, which I don't really do that often. It's not like hectic. I just got something stuck up my ass.
Hey, happens to the best
of
us.
So don't worry. It's not some like... thing I'm going to try and elicit sympathy for. It is still funny, but it is quite personal.
I like the sound of this. It sounds like a good time. When when you've been in New Zealand, you've been here for about a week, just hanging out, enjoying all the sights and the sounds of Auckland City. What have you been enjoying around town? What have you been getting stuck into?
Well, I've just been popping into different stores. Went to Glassons.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Went to Starbucks.
Love it.
Boarding local.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, they put you in the CBD.
Yeah.
Which, like, no one ever hangs out in their own CBD,
really. Yeah.
So, like, it's quite fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to all these sort of corporate places.
It's quite it's a special experience being in downtown Auckland at the moment because there's sort of like a bit where it's all happening and then another bit where it's all happening and then in the middle there's just like a stretch of nothingness.
And that's where I am. I'm in the void. It's a liminal space.
Ooh.
The back rooms of Auckland.
It's been a weird old world for any type of live performance in the last few years. What's been some highlights for you of kind of surviving the COVID period, comedy-wise, getting out there, seeing performances, performing yourself? What's been some favourite moments for you?
It sort of felt like it's been over for a little while. It's hard to, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like I can't even remember that time.
Totally.
It's like my brain's forgotten it.
Just we've all trauma blocked it.
Yeah. I think that's why people keep going to war, because you just, they just block it out.
Block out the last one.
They're like, it wasn't that bad. It's like childbirth and war. COVID. I was like, I think it was fun.
Had a great time.
Something happened.
I got a cat. I quite liked it.
Oh, what's your cat's name?
His name's Mouse, and I hate him. No, I love him. My boyfriend reckons I spoil him too much, but I always say, like, he's just an apartment cat.
Mm.
And I'm like, it's like, you can spoil a cat. You shouldn't spoil a kid. But I'm like, there's no ramifications. I'm like, he's only in this apartment. It's not like he's going to get a job and sexually harass a woman. Like, it doesn't matter if I spoil him.
He's just hanging out here.
Yeah, like I could whisper misogynistic things into his ear every day. Yeah.
And it's not going to change
him. What would happen?
So I think it's fine to spoil. Like, do you have an animal?
I have a dog at my parents' place.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't you think having an animal these days is about spoiling them and making them human?
Yeah.
Mm. I think it's a bit psycho to, like, get an animal and then remind it it's an animal.
No hierarchy in this house.
Every time I go home to see my parents, the dog is allowed on a new piece of furniture. I'm like, I thought this, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And my mum was very vehemently against getting a dog when we were growing up, and now she's become the person that's like, where's that like sausage we had saved up? And she's like, I just gave it to the dog, sorry.
Oh, it's always the one who doesn't want it.
Yeah.
It's like they're scared of their own capacity for love.
Wow. The pets bringing out things they weren't expecting.
Like, I don't want to feel.
Hi to my mum if she's listening. She's great.
Hello.
So, Vicky, when and where can people come and see you perform?
So, this is just Auckland?
Yep, just Auckland.
I'm on Saturday night at Q Theatre, and you can get tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz.
It's going to be very, very good.
Yeah.
It's going to be so funny. It's in the name.
It's going to be so funny.
And don't muck around. Grab those tickets, 7 to 8. It's definitely going to be a really good time, and it's your only show in Auckland.
It's my only show.
Yeah. So don't be an idiot. Get a ticket. Becky Lucas, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Loved it.
We'll see you in the theatre.
Sounds good.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.